Research. New packaging film responds to meat spoilage. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 13th of August 2026. Fukuoka. A pigment derived from sweet potatoes could serve as a freshness indicator for meat. Researchers at Kyushu University have developed a film designed to indicate spoilage through a visible color change. Researchers at Kyushu University in Japan have developed a flexible packaging film that can indicate changes in meat freshness through a visible color change. The material combines anthocyanins derived from purple sweet potatoes with a metal organic framework, MOF, and a hydrogel. The findings have been published in the journal Chemical Engineering Journal. The research team tested their development on pork. Fresh meat is initially mildly acidic. As bacteria multiply, they break down proteins and release alkaline compounds, causing the pH to rise before spoilage becomes visibly apparent to consumers. Anthocyanins respond to rising pH. Anthocyanins were used as the indicator. These natural plant pigments can be found in plants such as red cabbage and purple sweet potatoes. As the pH rises, their color changes from purple-red to yellow-green. The change can be seen with the naked eye. A challenge in using anthocyanins as freshness indicators is their sensitivity to light and heat. These factors can degrade the pigments and potentially result in unreliable readings. The researchers therefore extracted the anthocyanins from purple sweet potatoes, ground and freeze-dried them, and combined them with UiO66 nitrogen dihydride. This is a porous metal organic framework known for its thermal and chemical stability. Shirui Yan, corresponding author of the study and a JSPS researcher at Kyushu University's Faculty of Agriculture, explained that MOFs had attracted significant scientific interest because of their unique porous structures and versatile functions. He had therefore considered whether they could also be used in everyday applications such as food preservation. According to Yan, the idea was inspired by a lecture by Nobel laureate Susumu Kitagawa on the sustainable use of functional porous materials. Stabilization is intended to preserve the color response. In the developed material, anthocyanin molecules adsorb onto the surface of the MOF. Multiple chemical interactions hold the pigments in place. According to the research team, this provides greater protection from oxygen, light, and heat while retaining their sensitivity to changes in pH. The researchers then incorporated the anthocyanin-loaded MOF into a hydrogel. This produced a soft, shapeable film which, according to the university, is largely plant-based and biodegradable. In tests with pork, the film changed continuously from purple-red to yellow-green as spoilage progressed. The change was attributed to alkaline gases generated during microbial degradation of the meat. This was intended to provide an indication not only of a specific threshold but also of the progression of spoilage. Material repairs damage by itself. Another property of the film is its ability to self-heal. When the material is cut and then pressed back together, the damage becomes almost invisible within minutes, according to the researchers. After 2 hours, the film had recovered 99% of its original tensile strength. Fumihiko Tanaka, professor at Kyushu University's Faculty of Agriculture, pointed to the self-healing property as an additional protective mechanism. He explained that cracks in conventional packaging are permanent and can provide an entry point for bacteria. The new material, by contrast, can bond itself back together, partially restoring its protective function after damage. In addition to indicating freshness, the film also extended the shelf life of pork in the tests. According to the research team, treated samples remain suitable for approximately 12 hours longer than untreated comparison samples. The team is now investigating a companion smartphone application. It is intended to allow manufacturers, retailers, and consumers to assess food quality objectively in real time.